Taunusha, right across the state, families are in the midst of a cost of living crisis and many parents find themselves under serious financial pressure. For parents whose number one priority is their children, times are very tough. And I've said it before that the cost of living crisis is happening right here, right now, that workers and families can't afford to wait any longer, and that there's a serious concern that faced with the cost of living crisis, families will face real difficulty in meeting back to school costs. Many parents are viewing their child returning to school in August with a sense of dread. And there's sense in that because of the high costs at a time when they're already being put under the pin of their collar. School book lists began to arrive last week and this week, Taunusha, in many households right across the state. And no parent should dread their child's return to school, but that's what's happening in so many households. My party's education spokesperson, Donoghue O'Leary, spoke to a mother from Cork who faces back-to-school costs of €1,700. She is, in her own words, terrified as to how she can make ends meet. Last year, there was a back-to-school survey carried out by the Irish League of Credit Unions, and it found that parents were spending €1,500 per child in returning their child to secondary school and €1,200 per child returning to primary school. A quarter of these families, Taunusha, were going into debt to cover these costs. That means using the credit card, taking out loans, even going to your local moneylender just to send your kids to school. And this year, in the cost of a living crisis, where bills and prices continue to spiral, many parents are stressed and are really anxious. A child's education should be a cherished right, but for so many, the price of education is a cause of concern, a cause of anxiety, and that is simply wrong. This week we heard from staff at Bernardo's and they described families buying their children pyjamas to wear in the daytime because it was the cheapest option. It was the only option that they could afford, Taunusha. And for a republic that was to be established on the basis of cherishing all of the children of the nation equally, this is the grim reality of Ireland today. Last night your government voted against Sinn Féin's motion to reintroduce an emergency budget that would lift the pressures off families in the here and now, including measures to support them in meeting back-to-school costs. So, Taunusha, given your vote against Sinn Féin's motion last night, your message to struggling workers and families is clear, that you will not provide further supports to them now or over the summer months, and the message is simply clear that they are on their own during this time. So can I ask you, Taunusha, what do you say to that mother in Cork? That mother in Cork who faces a back-to-school cost of €1,700. That mother from Cork who is terrified and doesn't know how she's going to make ends meet. What do you say to her, given your stance that you are going to have no further interventions till budget time? And what do you say to the tens of thousands of other mothers and fathers who are exactly in the same position, worried about how they will meet the costs of back to education as the school bills roll in this week and last?
Thanks very much, Deputy. And just at the outset, I want to acknowledge the fact that the cost of living is rising in Ireland and is rising very fast. And indeed, this is the case all around the world. And governments are doing their best to deal with that, but there's only so much that any government can do. Obviously, people have seen big increases in the cost of petrol and diesel. People have seen big increases in utility bills and increasingly increases in grocery bills and other bills as well. I think everyone is feeling the squeeze, but of course, some people, particularly those on the lowest incomes, those with large families and those in rural areas, are feeling the pinch of that all the more tighter, and sometimes are having to make very difficult decisions what to spend money on. Government has acted already. I think if you compare what we've done in Ireland relative to what's been done in similar countries, we've done just as much, if not more. We had a budget package, as you know, which kicked in January, an increase in the minimum wage, reductions in income tax, increases in the pension and welfare payments, including targeted payments such as the living loan allowance and the fuel allowance. We've effectively had a mini budget or an emergency budget already, £1.4 billion in measures since the budget, reducing excise and petrol and diesel, reducing VAT on electricity and gas, the €200 discount for people's bills, a further fuel allowance payment, just to give a few examples of what's been done since the budget. And of course, other things will take effect before the budget in the autumn. And the school clothing and footwear allowance will be available, as you know, for those who are eligible for it. And we've increased the funding for that significantly in recent years. And for those attending third level, the increase in the SUSE grant will take effect, as will the fact that more people will become eligible for it. So those were measures announced in the budget, but will actually take effect over the course of the summer in terms of back to school and in terms of people going back to college. Obviously, for people who face a big bill, that can often be the toughest thing. You might be getting by week by week. But obviously, if a big bill arrives, that can be a big difficulty for a family. Might just be getting by week to week, but it's that big bill, whether it's the car repair, whether it's back to school, that can hit people very hard. But as I say, a lot done already, €2.4 billion worth of help for families to help them with the cost of living. More planned in the autumn, in and around the budget. We want a set of actions that will take effect almost immediately in the days and weeks after budget day to help people through the winter particular, and then a series of more regular moves that will take effect in January. So that's the plan at the moment. We're doing a lot of work on that at the moment. As I say, over the course of the summer, back to school clothing and footwear allowance becoming available, and also those improvements in the SUSE grant for those attending third level.
Tánaiste, I don't think that's going to be any comfort to that mother from Cork, or indeed all of the other families who are facing a summer of dread. They're already dealing with, as you've acknowledged, petrol, diesel, home heating oil, energy, food, clothing, all skyrocketing, all going up and up, all going in the wrong direction. And now, as kids finish up their school year, the bills are starting to roll in. €1,500 per child if it's going to secondary school, €1,200 per child going to primary school, and there is no additional interventions from government. You talk about what you might do in the budget. These bills need to be met in the here and now. These school bills need to be dealt with. The kids are going back to school at the end of August. You've decided, along with your government colleagues, that you're going to do no further interventions over the next number of months for these families and tens of thousands of families like them who are struggling right here, right now. And they don't know where they're going to get the money to pay basic things like school books for their children or a school uniform to put on their kids' back come August time.
Thank you.
So I ask you and I plead to you on behalf of these individuals and many more like them that you need to change tack, you need to bring forward an emergency budget, you need to reverse the decision that you've had, and you need to see that the cost of living crisis is happening right here, right now, and you have an obligation and a moral responsibility to support these families at this point in time.
Thanks, Deputy. The cost of living crisis is happening right here, right now. It'll happen all the way through to the budget and will continue after the budget. That's the truth of it. We're facing a global inflation crisis and it won't end because of any budget, whether it's an emergency budget before the autumn or whether it's one in autumn. This is something we're going to be grappling with for months, if not years ahead, and is caused by a number of factors which you're very aware of and very much internationally driven. So there's no doubt that if we bring in an emergency budget in a few weeks' time or a regular budget in the autumn, the first thing is you will say that it's inadequate, and within weeks or months you'll be calling for another emergency budget. So this is what we're going to see for the next year or two from Sinn Féin, and that's fine. But government has acted already. We've acted since the budget. Over the summer, other measures will take into effect, including pay increases for some people, including the public service, including the back-to-school footwear allowance, including the improvements in the SUSE grant for third level. Then we'll have another package again in autumn when the budget comes.